All right. Just feel the presence of God. Feel the presence, man. Just be still and know God. Be still and know Him. Just silence your soul. Silence everything and just know God. The presence, the Spirit. Silence all the accusations. Silence all the voices so that all you hear is His voice. And you will prosper, body, soul, and spirit. Oh, God, crucify our flesh, our emotions, everything. Put it all to death in Christ. And let the Spirit of God rise through us, God. The body of Christ, Shatta. Be still and know that I am God. That's what God said in the Bible. It's a really easy way to know God, is just stopping for so much anointing. Just being still and knowing. Just to know God. Knowing God is better than all the doctrines about God. Knowing God is better than any teaching someone could give you. You'll know God by yourself. He's your teacher. You can discern whose teachings are of Him by His voice coming through the teachings. If there's no Spirit, if there's no power, if there's no anointing, how could you say this teaching's of God? You know, even the people in the New Testament, in the Bible, no one ever spoke like this, man. Like, what was that, the soldiers? They were telling the Pharisees that, and the Pharisees are just gnashing and freaking out. But what was it, like, what did these soldiers, not even believers, what did they see in Jesus? When He spoke, realms came. When He spoke, His words are spirit and they are life. If there's no spirit, there's no life. How do you get life more abundantly? Well, have an abundance of peace by knowing Him in your spirit. Unless you have the mind of Christ, how could you discern what's of the Spirit and what's of just of man? Jesus said, "My doctrine is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." And it's the Father's doctrine. It's the Father's word. It's the Father's will. It's the Father's peace. It's all about the Father. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Holy Spirit, knowing Him in experiential quality life. Not know doctrine about Him. So just draw on the presence of God right now, and you'll be filled to overflowing. Enough for you, a double portion, and enough for your family around you and friends and enemies. You want to be so anointed that your enemies get an overflow. Hallelujah, man. You want to you want to sit at the King's table. He's invited you. Hallelujah. We're not eating crumbs. And fall from our Master's table. He's called us to come up and sit with Him and feast with Him. I read that somewhere in the book of Revelation. I sat at the door and knock, and whoever opens the door, I will come in and sup with him. He's going to come and feast. You know, the Lord prepares the table for us in the presence of all our enemies. Why? Because He wants to feast with us. And as we feast on Him, the life of God fills our very being and it rolls out until that all the enemies around you see it. And you become a big bullseye. You become a target for the enemy. It's a red bullseye because God's got His eye on the bull, just working the ground. Making it on earth as it is in heaven. The Father does the works. We just yield, man. We just yield our bodies to Him. The Father does the works. And his eyes on the sparrow. He's watching us. And the enemy sees us too, but he sees us through the red bullseye, you know? He sees us through the blood. When he sees you, he sees the blood of Jesus, and that scares him. So you want to be known in hell. Paul, I know, and, you know, but who are you, you know? You want to be known in so well in heaven that you're known in hell. Hallelujah. Oh, Shema. So that when you worship God in the spirit and truth, it shakes those prison doors wide open. Hell just gets shaken right out of the atmosphere and people get free. Hallelujah. Oh, we love your presence, Holy Ghost, Father God, Shatta. I was just praying on a thread earlier and I saw Lazarus's clothes, like the bandages are coming off. The bandages are coming off. Lazarus has been healed. Lazarus has been raised from the dead. Come forth. It's like he's saying to us, come forth. You've been healed. Now, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I got healed. I got raised from the dead. So there's enough life in me by receiving Christ to raise the dead. I have the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living and dwelling inside of me. There's no more limits. There's no more limits. The heaven of heavens can't contain him. And I can't contain him. I can't contain this endless river of life flowing through all of my gates. Hallelujah. My shirt says Dead Texas. Hallelujah. That better be dead in Christ and living through him so he can live through you. Hallelujah, Mashaba. Yeah. Only those who are crucified with Christ have resurrection power living through them. If you're still living for yourself, how do you expect to have his living power flowing through your heart, through your words, through your texts, through your conversations, through everything you do? In the Old Testament, the day was trying to get the ark back to Jerusalem. And it went to this guy's house, Obed-Edom, I think his name was. I can't remember right now, it's just off the top of my head. But his entire family, everything in his house was blessed because the Ark of God rested there. Listen, the Ark of God is in you. You're seated with Christ in heavenly places, right? He's made his home in you. The Holy of Holies is deep within your spirit, man. Because God is in your spirit, man. Hallelujah. That holy Ark of the Covenant is deep inside you. Where do you meet with God? In the Spirit. He's seeking worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Well, where's that location? Could it be the tent of meeting where you meet with God? Hallelujah. Shabbat. I want to go so deep in God that I just get lost in God and there's nothing but light around me. All I can do is just receive and pour out, receive and pour out, receive and pour out, receive living waters, pour out living waters, receive resurrection life and pour out resurrection life, receive the winds of God and let the winds of God blow through you. Shema, I've seen the bandages are coming off of Lazarus and he's healed up and he's ready to testify of what Jesus has done for him. I was dead in my sins and now I'm alive, you know. That's my testimony. I'm alive in Christ. No one else has made me this alive. I've tried drugs, you know, alcohol, hookers, any kind of the common sins you can think about. I've done it. And it's all worthless next to just one touch from him. Just one touch from Jesus and you're addicted. Stronger than a coconut. That's who we call those, I don't know what we call them. That's what I heard they're called, those people that just dig in the sidewalks looking for another fix. There might be just a little bit of crack in the sidewalk. Well, you know what? I'm always digging, looking through the that veil of the curtain to get in deeper into the heart of God. I want to be fixed. And the only one who can fix me is Jesus. The only one who can fix me is Christ. The only one who has fixed me is God. I can't do it on my own. You know? It's the Holy Spirit puts to death the deeds of the flesh. I can try with my willpower, but I find that when I give my will over to God, He does it. When I give all my desires over to God and my will, everything, all my strength goes to God, He puts it to death. Put to death the deeds of the flesh by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, walking in this Christian walk is impossible. It's supposed to be that way. It's impossible for the natural mind to do it. It's impossible for a natural man to do it, because it's altogether spiritual power, resurrection life. It takes help from God to even understand the Bible. You know, you can read it cover to cover, but still never have true revelation. Never have the words of life. The Pharisees memorized the Bible, and they rejected Jesus, the Word of God, standing right before them. So it comes by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, the Father of glory. You know? And He's put that glory in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Draw on Him. Draw from the wells of salvation, and you'll never thirst for for natural things. Draw on the wells of salvation. With that glory realm of God deep inside, the deep within the deep. Hallelujah. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I've been doing today. Shama shetare shoshasite. Oh God, Your Spirit is worth more than a billion words apart from it. About it. I'd rather just have the presence of God brooding through me than speak a million mysteries without substance, without understanding spiritual. Whoa, shama shatareshe. Yes, God, put to death everything that's not of You, so that everything of You can be living and moving and having Your being and Your will and Your way through us. So that's on earth as it is in heaven. It's in this earth as it is in heaven, freely flowing. Shata shikara vashete. Hallelujah. So you don't want to be like Lazarus, who, you know, you want to obey Jesus. Lazarus, come forth. He gave the word. Lazarus could have, like, you know, he was just dead and stuff. Like, I don't know if that's Jesus or not. I might just stay here. Smells a little bit nasty in here. I've been rotten for, like, what, 4 days? Doing this tomb for 4 days. It's smelling nasty, but I don't want to go out there. I don't know. I'm a little bit lazy right now. I haven't eaten in 4 days. I need some strength. And you know where you get strength from? By hearing the voice of Jesus. You know, the voice of God comes with grace. You know, He was full of grace and truth. You know, truth is cutting. Truth is a word that'll just, it'll divide soul and spirit. It'll cut you to the heart. That's truth. Grace is the empowerment to walk in that truth continually. Grace is the power of God to just come to the throne room of grace. It's a throne room realm of grace where you come right to God and you just have an encounter face to face in the grace, the throne room of grace. And you continually walk in that power. You continually walk in grace. And it keeps you in the truth. It keeps you, so you have that cutting edge. It's like Jesus is the one who cuts through you. It's the Holy Spirit. And Shabbat. You need, when Jesus says, come forth, and if even if you feel like it's impossible, like, Jesus, don't you come on, like, don't you let it just die to be here? I'm exhausted. You know, I just want to lay in this tomb for a while. But Jesus said, come forth, and Lazarus obeyed Jesus. He got up, He came forth. Hallelujah. He got up in resurrection power. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead rose Lazarus from the dead, rose us from the dead, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Christ in you, hope of glory. If you've never received Jesus, receive him now. Jesus, I make you my Lord, my Savior, my Master. I give you everything of my life. So I take your life. I take your resurrection life. I give you all the death in my life and nail it to the cross. And I receive all the life that you have in heaven. And I receive it to walk it out in the earth. Thank you for forgiving me for my sins. I receive your grace. Now fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with power from on high. Fill me. As I read your words, teach me. Send me to the right people who know you. Not know about you, but know you. So I can know you too. If I draw near to God, you will draw near to me. If I draw near to you, you're going to draw near to me in the Spirit. Because this walk is spiritual. This is not nothing natural that man can conjure up. We go from glory to glory, not a story to story. We go from glory realm to glory realm, just ever beholding him and being changed into his image the more we see him. If you don't see him, you can't be changed. You gotta see him personally. Your grandma can't save you. Your pastor can't save you. Only Jesus. Heart to heart. Face to face. Listen, you don't have to see him with your natural eyes. That may come like afterwards, but you gotta see him in your... Like, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let God just burn all the chaff off your heart. Burn all the worldliness off your heart. Burn everything off of your heart. Because our God is a consuming fire. Give him your heart, you get his heart. And his heart is a consuming fire. It'll burn everything that's not life off of your heart. Everything that's death and that hurts you, he'll burn it off. So it's easy. He makes it so easy. Well, how do you take God's heart? Like, how do you receive God? Give him what he wants. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't just sing songs. Sing to him. You're not singing so you can read the words on the overhead. Look past the words into eternity. You're singing to him. And he's watching you. He's watching your heart. Because that's where you see him. Blessed are the pure in heart. They see God. He sees you through that love gate. That first love gate. And it's all relational. Religion is death. It teaches you unbelief. Relationship is life. It's the tree of life with fruit that remains. It's the fruit of the Spirit flowing through you, to you, and just full of nutrients. You're oaks of righteousness, trees of life. You know, he's the tree of life, but he's the tree of life through you. But that fruit just pops out of your biceps. Shama. So others around you can taste and see that God really is good, and he's nothing like religious people. Not at all. The devil is religious. Read the Bible, like all the Pharisees and stuff like that. Jesus called them a brood of vipers. You're of your father the devil. Why? Because they were religious. Even the devil quoted scriptures to Jesus in the wilderness. The devil quotes scriptures too. But Jesus didn't go by that voice. He didn't obey it. He says, I only do what I see my father doing. I only say what I hear my father say. I'm not going to do what a devil says. Just because a Pharisee quotes a scripture to me doesn't mean I'm going to listen to that. That's not the voice of my father. The voice of my father is spirit and life. No man ever spoke like this, Dad. Why? Because the father was speaking through him. And the father is just like this realm of glory. The father of glory. God, even right now, let the spirit of wisdom and revelation come in the knowledge of you. The true knowledge, revelation, experiential, fruit of life, knowledge of you. The Father of glory. Yeah, just pull on your presence, God. Just pull on that peace. Of your peace and government, there is no end. So that peace continually increases and flows through you. Increases and flows. Increases and flows. Of his peace and government, there is no end. It's constantly just flooding, flooding with more peace, more peace, more peace. The Prince of Peace being expounded, just growing even more inside our spirit, man. We're growing into Christ, right? We're growing into our head by feasting on the fruits of the Spirit wrapped up in words. We're feasting on Him, Shabbat. Holy. Oh, Shama. Yeah, Shama. Jesus, you know, God's Spirit has hidden Himself inside human flesh, right? It's the same thing. God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on, God's in us. And He hides within the capsule of words. He's the principality and power of the air. He's the principality of peace in the air. And that peace fills words. It's like wind, because when you speak a word, it's like the vibration pushes, like goes through the wind out into the atmosphere. It's like Holy Spirit just speaks words through you that just fill the atmosphere with peace. You're made in your Father's image. The first mention of God is Creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You're made in His image. You create atmospheres with your words. Don't speak unbelief. That's what religion teaches. Speak words of faith. I only do what I see. I only speak what I hear. My Father speaking. Yeah, stay in the Bible. I'm in the Bible like day and night. How long do I listen? Oh yeah, there's no one here. You got angels and cherubim, seraphim, Jesus, God, Father, and Holy Ghost, and all the angels of heaven, but I forgot that. Oh man, hallelujah. You can have a lot of fun in the kingdom. Oh, I noticed that usually when I used to like go to like certain church services, it was so boring. You know, I was the worship leader. I wanted to go home. It was so boring. Because, oh man, I had a lot of religion in me. It had to get burned out of me. God said, because the kingdom of heaven's fun. Religious spirits are boring. Gosh, there's no spirit. There's no life. It's just all rules, regulations, and all these do's and don'ts. And well, mostly just don'ts. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. All you can do is just listen to what I have to say. And boring. Lifeless. Worthless. And then, yeah. Just get into the gospel. That's the good news. The good news of the glory. The good news of the Prince of Peace. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, it's God in us. We don't serve a God that's far off in outer space. We serve the God who is our resurrection life, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. We serve Him. Now, we can't be kept in the grave either. There's too much life of God in us. The more you give your life to God, the more He flows through that area of your life. So how come God's not flowing through me? Well, maybe you just need to lay on the altar a little bit longer. Let the fire just burn you a little bit more. And just give everything to God. You know where the fruit of the Spirit comes from, right? Let's get into that a little bit. I got the King James and the NASB. Let's try the NASB and see if it's just as anointed as the KJV. It's not the translation. It's being translated into the Kingdom of Light, reading any translation with the mind of Christ. Because you'll realize there's a lot of perverse translations out there. Yeah, but whatever. If you get like, here we go, Shama. All right. Stability in the Spirit. Before I start reading this, I want to like let's just take 1 minute to focus on the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit in you. I'm going to pray this prayer and then we're going to experience it. Or you can pray this with me. Let's pray this together as the body of Christ. God, I release Your peace in my spirit into this place. be still and know that He is God. I just saw something wonderful. I saw those gospel shoes of peace. I don't know what they're called. Shut up. Let's go to that real quick. We'll come back to John in a second. You're going through a war? You need this. You are in a war. We're all in a war. Some of us are just so irrelevant. We just don't. We don't see anything. We don't even believe the devil exists and or God. It's others of us, we live in the glory, and others of us, we live in warfare. We're just getting beat up. Well, listen, here's some keys for you. Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. Where's your heart? What are you pointing your soul at? Are you pointing your soul at the problem? Or do you turn from the problem? I'm going to take 20 minutes to turn from this problem. I'm going to turn to the Lord and look at Him. He's the answer. Who you magnify through your soul is who will be magnified in your life. Magnify the Lord, and your spirit will rejoice in Him. He's your Savior. I saw the gospel shoes of peace. That's what I call them. I don't know what they're called. Let me see. Let's read this. Shabbat. Therefore, take up the full armor of God. Okay, finally. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord. Who are you in? Not around. Be strong in the Lord. And in the strength of His might, or the power of His might, another translation says. You're in Him. You're hiding in God. He's your armor. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. He's spirit. You're wearing spirit. Our God is spirit. He's the Father of lights, Father of glory. Put on the full armor of who? You put on God. Put on the fullness of Christ. Put on the fullness of God. So that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Who are you standing in? God. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand, stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. There it is, right there. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf, Paul said. So you're not just praying for yourself, you're praying for all the saints. Because we're all connected together, we're all one body in Christ. Have your feet shod. With the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're walking in peace when you're walking in the gospel. It's the good news. If you're not walking loose, if you're not walking in peace, you must have stepped out of the gospel, or you're in a big battle right now. You stand your holy ground. It's just the scheme of the enemy to do what? Distract you from Him. wants you to step out of your armor, take off your armor, and try to fight him in the flesh. No. Doesn't work that way. That's how he hits you. That's why you got a shield of faith to stand your holy ground. You stand in Christ, you stand in God. You're wearing the armor of God. Shama. Holy Spirit. What was that question I asked earlier? Shatareke. Anyways. It's all prayer and petition. Anyway, I was going to go to John. Can't remember where I went there. Oh yeah, the vision I had. I saw like this. Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. You know, put your heart in God. Like, put your heart. That. Holy Spirit. Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. Put your heart in God. And you, like, when you put your heart in God, like, it's like, I saw those shoes. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it keeps you in that perfect peace. When you're not pulled to and fro by every wind or doctrine or demon or anything. You're remaining in peace. Brother Lawrence could wash the dishes and remain in peace. He could do his job and remain in the peace. You can go day to day, lay on your bed, meditate on the Lord, meditate on the goodness of God, meditate on the peace of God, the substance, the peace. Meditate on the anointing. The anointing will come into your life and break stuff off you and off of other people. Meditating on the glory, where God just transforms you from glory to glory. Meditating on His face, meditating on His grace, meditating on His salvation, meditating on scriptures, meditating on everything that He's shown you, visions, dreams, revelations, where scriptures jumped out of the book, and where a pastor or something, someone said a phrase, and it was just life on that. Meditating on Him and putting your heart into that substance of Christ, and you see Him. You put everything of who you are in Him, and who He is comes through that area in your life, so others can see Him. Hallelujah. Shama. How do you get fruit? How do you get fruit that remains? One, you stop doing dead works. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Like Mary sitting at His feet, hearing His words. Perhaps like Moses sitting in a tent, face to face, just letting the river of life wash through his very being as he hears the words and the blueprints and the plans of God. Perhaps like Noah as he built an ark to save his family, because he was righteous before God. Our righteousness is Jesus Himself. Nothing we can do. All we do is yield. All we do is sit at His feet, hear His words. He makes us lay down in green pastures. He chills us out, man. Jesus. Let's read John 15 and see how we get fruit. Hallelujah. I am the true vine. Jesus says that. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. What's He pruning? Shatta. That blade hurts, God. Oh, the season is so long. You ever feel that? You just want to go to the next thing that, you know, the next thing that God has for you, but you're just like, full of branches. There's not enough fruit. And I don't know. Shabbat. Some seasons are really long, and I just wish that God would throw acceleration on it, you know. God, we just welcome Your pruning shears right now. Father, just cut off everything that's not of You, and let that fruit grow. Water us, God. Water us more. Shema, let's keep reading this for a second. He prunes it that it may bear more fruit. There's something cool coming up. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. What makes you clean? The word of God that He personally speaks to you. You know, the word of God washed the feet of the disciples. The Word of God is very important. I meditate on this day and night, but I'm looking for the person through this. I just don't want the dead letter. I want the Spirit that gives life through that letter, you know, that God has written to us. I want the life. I want the Spirit. I live because of the Spirit. I don't live by bread alone, but by my daily, you know, substance-filled bread of His presence and revelation, man. Shama. Okay, here's the key. Let's get to this. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it that it may bear more fruit. I'm just thinking about Genesis at the beginning, how the fruit reproduces after its kind. Like the trees produce trees, you know. Whoa, Shama. Whoa. Whoa, there's something just went right through me right there, Shama. The fruit reproduces. The fruit reproduces. The fruit of the Spirit reproduces after its kind. Oh man, just gotta sit in the fruit for a while. Feel like I'm in the fruit basket. Hallelujah. Oh man, shock. Whoa. I don't care. I'll look like a fool for Christ. I'll be the donkey that carries him through New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, this is what we need to be like when we go shopping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember I went to Safeway. I was hammered in the Holy Ghost. I don't know how long I was in there. I felt like it was like all the halls were like just the kingdom hall. You know, like I was in the kingdom and the throne. And I'm just walking closer and closer to the throne. Every aisle. Hallelujah. Shama. I was so happy in there, man. I think I went to get some milk or something. I can't remember. I hope I wasn't gone too long. I was on a date with my wife. We were. That was before we were married. We used to date by reading the Passion Translation in the car in the parking lot and get whacked. That's how we courted each other. We'd sit in the courts of heaven and get whacked in the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's the best way. Hallelujah. You want someone who's equally yoked to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, I was gonna get to the fruit. I don't remember what I was talking about. Holy Spirit. Oh, we want fruit that remains, Lord. We want you know, focus on God. Don't even look at me, Shaka. We gotta be so transparent. And when people see us, they don't see us anymore. They see the body of Christ. You know what a stone is? A revelation, right? We're built up and we're living stones reflecting the cornerstone. Hallelujah. That's how you kill giants, is with just reflecting who God is, and then the demons just flee. Hallelujah, man. Shama. Oh, Shate. Spiritual house built up by spiritual stones. Just revealing what God is like. A living epistle. You know, written by the finger of God in our hearts and our minds. Just like He did in those two tablets in the Old Testament. You know, Moses. He's written it now in our hearts. In our minds. Okay. We'll get a teaching here sooner or later. Hallelujah. It's had a little bit too much of the fruit there. It's been aging. That fruit's been aging for like eternity, man. So it's pretty potent. Hallelujah. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Oh yeah. Okay. His words make us clean. But when we receive his words, hallelujah, even though we don't understand it, we may not fully understand it, but there's spirit on it. Like, wow, that was God, okay? Let's cast out our nets on the other side of the boat, even though we've been fishing all night. We don't understand, Jesus, but we're going to obey. And man, did they catch a lot of fish. Something about obedience in Lazarus. I don't know, I hear the voice of Jesus out there, but doesn't he know I've been dead for all these years? Like, man, it's not going to work. If I get up, I'm going to fall over. Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, whatsoever he says, do it. Those mamas know. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. Here's the key. All right. Here's the key. Verse 3. You're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verse 4, I mean. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. You want the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Abide. Don't visit them just on Sundays. Prayer meeting Tuesdays and Bible study Fridays. You gotta abide. You want fruit that remains? You remain. Remain in the person of God. Remain in the substance. That's what Moses did. That's what Joshua did. Even as Moses was talking to God face to face, Joshua would remain behind. While everyone else is going off and doing their own thing, he was abiding. And he became the next leader. I am the vine, Shabba. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. 30, 60, and 100 fold. 100 fold abides in him, remains in him. Not distracted by the world. Maybe for a season, but then you break through it. The anointing breaks the yoke. So that you're yoked to him. You're yoked to your master, your savior, your lord, your source. For apart from me, you can do nothing. There you go. Go ahead, build your ministries. It's nothing. It'll be burnt. If the Lord doesn't build the house, the laborers build for vanity reasons. They build for the storms of life to wash it away. They build for Nori Oshama. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Shabba. Look at this. This is interesting right here. This is the verse that I like. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as my Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. And here's the key. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Hearing his voice, obeying, and abiding. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the body of Christ. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his life, his love. Notice how it says abide? Doesn't mean visit. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be made full. So full it overflows. Hallelujah, man. Oh, I'm really plastered right now, Shabba. I feel like I just been like God just threw me in the wine cellar and all the bottles fell over and it's kind of like just seeping into me. Oh, Shabba. There's some aging grapes here, and I'm just like, oh, I want to. Oh, tastes good. You know, Jesus, for a reason, said that My blood is drink indeed. You want to do good deeds? Drink the blood of Jesus. What is the blood of Jesus? He lifted up the wine and said, this is my blood of the covenant. Take this bread. Eat. The bread is the bread of his presence. Revelation. So you can grow as a spirit. The wine keeps us intoxicated on his love. On his peace. Hallelujah. The government of his peace, there is no end. There's no end to that limit of peace. Limit. There's no end to that peace. It continually floods you and floods you and floods you. That joy continually abides. His joy is better than our joy. You can tell, you can put on the best comedian ever in the world. And if, like, he may make me laugh. But this doesn't have the substance, man. Just doesn't, you know, just go through me like torrents of grape juice that's been sitting in a wine cellar. You know, that grape juice, Holy Spirit. I think I better stop this video right now and go lay down for a while. I'm going to go lay down for a while. The Lord makes me to lie down. In green pastures, he leads me beside still waters. Be still and know that he is God. Sometimes we have to lay down everything. We lay down our lives. That's the only way to be led by the Spirit. You lay down your life and you hear his. Hallelujah, man. Are you guys walking in the gospel? The good news? Of the glory, the good news of the anointing that breaks the yoke is in you. Hope of glory. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's our Savior. Shabbat. I don't even know what this, I can't remember. If you can think of a title, just leave it in the comments. I'll pick the best title and just, I'll rename it after that because I don't have a title for this one. Maybe let's call it wine cellar. Oh, that sounds so bad. Don't sell the wine. Yeah. Freely give, receive, freely give. Hallelujah. Man, I think I gotta go lay down. I love you guys, man, because Jesus loves you guys and it's his love. Hallelujah. Shaka baba. Amen. Praise the Lord. How do you stop this thing?